90.5 WKHS, you're now listening to Fan Cam with Peter and Andrew, where you get to hear two friends talk about sports from a fan's perspective.
Week by week, we will be discussing score predictions, breaking sports news, your very own Trojan sports, and your favorite big-time teams.
Join us every Thursday to hear us learn more about sports and give our spin on the modern-day sports talk show, right here on 90.5 WKHS. Welcome back, everybody, to Fan Cam, a sports talk show where two friends give their opinion on sports. I'm Peter, joined by my co-host, Andrew.
How's it going?
It's going good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good today.
So we've been gone for, I think, a week, maybe two, because of the snow Maryland's getting. I'm actually surprised we were in today because the radars, like a week ago, were saying that we're going to have a lot of snow. So we were clear off of that one, but we still had a lot of breaks, which means we got a lot of sports to get into. Andrew, so can you take it away with our Trojan sports?
Yes. So on Tuesday, Unified Strength and Conditioning traveled to Snow Hill for the state championship. Also on Tuesday, boys basketball went to Easton. Girls basketball hosted Easton. Yesterday, indoor track traveled to the PG County Sports Complex for the state championships. Today, boys basketball travels to North Dorchester, and girls basketball hosts North Dorchester. And on Saturday, wrestling travels to Kent Island for the Bayside Championship, and swimming travels to the University of Maryland for their state championship.
Shout out to all of our Trojan athletes who have made states. They're putting a good word in for Kent County around the state of Maryland, doing big things. Our swimming team doesn't really get much recognition, but a lot of our team is in states, so we'll see what they can do this Saturday. But switching over from Trojan sports, we had the big game, the Super Bowl. It happened last week, but like I said, we weren't in to talk about it. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Is this what we thought, or were we kind of surprised by this game, Andrew?
I mean, I wanted the Eagles to win all along, and I didn't want to see the Chiefs win. And I was kind of surprised, but I also wasn't surprised. I thought the Eagles might have had a chance, but I was more surprised of how much they won by. Like, they dominated this whole game. Like, the Chiefs didn't really have a chance, so I was more surprised about how well they handled the Chiefs in this game.
You know, I definitely agree. Like, Eagles are a team that, like, they're not bad, right? They're probably the best team in the NFL, but the Chiefs looked like they were just unstoppable, winning game after game after game. So it was like, okay, you know, the Chiefs, they're a good team, they'll probably like get this one, be able to play. But then they just came out so sloppy, like messing up everything. It seemed like every possession was either a sack or an interception, so it just wasn't working out well for the Chiefs. And the Eagles were able to take it early, had a massive lead going into halftime, and then that kind of just set them up for the rest of the game. They started putting their bench players in. Kenny Pickett, former Steeler, got a Super Bowl before we did. So, honestly, a little surprised by that. But, you know, I'll shout out all of the previous Steelers. But heading over from football to basketball, we have the NBA. And Andrew, last weekend was the NBA All-Star Weekend, which usually not many people have been looking up to. It's always been pretty slow recently just because of how players are doing. Like, they're always going a little slower in the game or stuff like that. So did you watch it, and what'd you see?
So I did not personally watch the All-Star game on Sunday, but I did watch Saturday night, like the three-point contest, dunk contest, and those kind of festivities. And I feel like Saturday night is when most people tune in, because Sunday it's the All-Star game and they tried to do this new format, but it still just isn't attracting viewers. And I think it's because the players don't really try, because it doesn't affect their record as a team. It doesn't have any effect to them. They're just playing to show out for the fans. So I feel like they need to make there be like an incentive for winning, or make it more interesting so the players actually try. But I think the funniest part of All-Star Weekend was probably Warriors player Draymond Green trashing the format and everything, and he was one of the commentators, so I think that was really funny. But maybe the commissioner will listen to his advice and hopefully make it more interesting for fans in the up and coming years.
Yeah, no, this format was definitely weird, because this is the first time they went for like a four team format, which means they had more breaks in between, which I think they saw the opportunity of more breaks in between the games to like take on more opportunities for like advertisements and just entertainment. I think I saw a stat, like there was about 30 minutes worth of basketball in the 3 hours of the whole thing, because they were only playing to 40, and you have NBA players who aren't really playing defense but can make every shot. So like 40 points is not going to take them long at all. So these games were happening super quickly, and then it just spiraled from there. But I definitely think they need to switch something with All-Star Sunday, but Saturday is usually pretty interesting. Like the skills challenge is, it's never been my favorite. I never really enjoyed it. I don't think it really demonstrates like any kind of skill. I just think the players are kind of going through the motions with it. But the three-point contest and the slam dunk contest are always usually entertaining. The three-point contest, especially when it gets to the last round, people are actually trying. And then the slam dunk contest, Mac McClung going 3 years back-to-back-to-back. Did he save the slam dunk contest so far?
Honestly, yeah. I feel like the dunk contest, like when Aaron Gordon and people like that were in it back in the day, it was really like energetic, and that was like probably 8 or 9 years ago. So now that there hasn't been that emerging superstar, he's kind of come back and kind of been that superstar. But I believe I saw something where after he said that this might be his last dunk contest, so we might need to find the next superstar. But Stephon Castle put up a good fight, so maybe he could be the next superstar in the dunk contest.
Yeah, I didn't hate how Stephon Castle was this dunk contest, but if you could put together your dream dunk contest, current players first, and then like an all-time dunk contest, what do you think you would go with?
So you're saying like, would I rather have current players or like all-time players?
So like, pick out 4 current players that you would like to see compete next year, and then like after that, pick out like an all-time 4 that you think would put together a perfect dunk contest.
Current players. I feel like a lot of players nowadays don't want to participate in it, but like a Ja Morant would be really cool to see. I mean, he's got a lot of bounce. LeBron's getting old, but you know, he's got to show out. Maybe he's got one left in him. This one might be interesting. He's very tall, but you never know how much skill he might have. Wembanyama. I mean, it might be a little bit of a cheat code, but I think it might be interesting to see like taller guys, see how they can do different skills. And then a 4th player, I don't know. Oh, Anthony Edwards. That would be good to see.
Okay, I think
him and Ja Morant would go back and forth, and that would be pretty good.
No, for me, I would definitely agree with like Ja Morant and Anthony Edwards. Those two young guys are just seeming like they're jumping over everybody. But I would actually still throw in Aaron Gordon there. He still has some bounce in him, so I'd definitely throw Aaron Gordon as like my 3rd one. And then if I could, for like one last one, I was thinking like Giannis maybe. Giannis is pretty tall, but he also can jump pretty high. So I think seeing Giannis in it would be pretty cool, but I doubt we'd ever see that because those players are always on load management trying to worry about the championship. But I did see a thing. I wanted to know your opinion on it. Instead of the skills challenge, we throw in a one-on-one tournament. What are your thoughts on that?
I feel like that would be, honestly, I feel like you keep the skills challenge because that's kind of fun. And either you add the one-on-one competition to Saturday night, or you just replace the Sunday game and just make it a like 3v3 like kind of tournament thing and make it a little special. And I don't know, kind of switch up the format on Sunday to try and attract more viewers.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I was thinking like if we do the one-on-one tournament, right, like in the basketball community, winning a one-on-one is like everything. It's like it doesn't matter how many times you might have beat a team in the regular season. If you beat a guy one-on-one, you're better than him until the next time you guys play. So I think that in itself holds like a lot of value for like a player's ego. But if they didn't do a one-on-one tournament, I think they could throw in some different, like you said, the 3v3 tournament instead of the 5v5, make it more quick paced, only half court, so they're not running as much. So I could definitely see that. But All-Star weekend overall wasn't great, so we'll see kind of what they switch up maybe for next year. But switching over from the NBA to college basketball, Andrew, can you take away our AP poll?
Yes, so Auburn remains number 1 after getting a big 94-85 victory over Alabama, who was previously number two. They moved down two spots to four. Florida moves up into that two spot. Duke remains at three. Houston rounds out your top five. Tennessee's at six. Texas A&M's at seven. Iowa State at eight. Texas Tech at nine. And St. John's at 10. So there's your top 10 in this week's AP poll.
So definitely looking good. A little fluctuation, like maybe teams moving one or two spots, but nothing too crazy so far. We did have Missouri up six, which is not really a team that you hear about. Like, not really a school, but putting on for basketball. And also, like, St. John's. I think we talked about this last week. I never heard of them before this year. I didn't really know. Like, I'm also just getting into college basketball a lot more, like, the past couple years. So that's a team, like, a school I've never really heard of. But what's your sleeper pick looking on the AP poll? Obviously, Maryland is there in 20. So besides Maryland, who do you see doing good?
In terms of the rest of the season or, like, come tournament time?
Tournament time. Like, who do you think will have a good performance?
I like Florida. I think they have the sneaky ability to beat any team on any given night. They have a lot of playmakers. So I think they would be a good pick. But they're kind of up their number two in the AP poll. So if I had to choose kind of, like, a sleeper pick, maybe, like, a Wisconsin out of the Big Ten. They got a big road win at Purdue, and they're starting to heat up at the right time. So maybe Wisconsin can catch some fire and go to the Final Four and maybe win it all in San Antonio.
Yeah, and as we were speaking about March, we got our top 16 teams revealed. So these teams are like your top four seeds in the tournament. We have Auburn, Alabama, Duke, Florida at your projected one seeds. You have Tennessee, A&M, Purdue, and Houston at your projected two. Iowa State, Kentucky, Wisconsin, and Arizona at your three. And then Texas Tech, Michigan, Kansas, and St. John's at your four, which is actually surprising that Kansas was able to sneak into there because they just had a really bad loss to BYU, almost losing by 30 to 40 points. So seeing that team in there, I think they probably just snuck by. But taking a look at these regions, Andrew, as a Maryland basketball fan, which one would you want to see your team in?
Probably I would say the West. I feel like that's probably the easiest path. I know we have to go through Florida, but Kentucky's battling injury. Michigan's a fellow conference rival, so I feel like we would be able to match their physicality. Houston's a toss-up. I feel like it just depends how they play. They're a very good defensive team, and so are we. But I think that would be the easiest path for them. I mean, they're all tough, and we'll have to see what the regions end up being once Selection Sunday happens in a little under a month. But I think the West is probably the best chance for Maryland to kind of go on a hot streak and make a run in March.
Yeah, I definitely don't hate that. I think taking a look at these teams, if I would take a pick, I would definitely say the West or the East are probably the two easiest regions, right? The East, Duke at the one seed, Tennessee, that's a good one and two, but then your three and your four kind of fall off into the lower brackets with like Arizona and St. John. So like two teams who are usually a little lower on your AP polls at the three and the four. So I definitely think those teams are probably like one of the easiest, but I definitely could agree with the West region and L. But taking as we're about a month out from the tournament, what's your early predictions? Because I know mine. I think it's kind of like 100% for me. Like, I can see them winning.
I think you're going to pick Duke. Is that
I was
correct?
Actually going to pick Auburn. As much as I wanted Duke to win, Auburn has beat Alabama recently when Alabama was getting hot in the number two. And then they only lost to Duke and Florida, but they were early losses. So I definitely think Auburn being super healthy as they are now, like, I definitely don't see a team that could beat them. Tahad Pettiford has been forming himself into one of the top freshmen in the league, as well as Jani Broome just solidifying himself as one of the best bigs in the league.
Yeah, I think Auburn's very physical. They're a big team. They can beat anybody on any given night. They've been the best team in the country pretty much all season. So I think they have a good shot, but there's always that one team that you never expect that makes a good push come March. So I think there's going to be that one team. I don't know what it's going to be now, but I think there's going to be one team that's going to shock the world and upset Auburn in the tournament. Maybe it might be like the Final Four. I'm not saying it's going to be early, but it might be later on. But I think Auburn has a shot of getting beat some point in the tournament.
Is this a foreshadowing for Maryland? Yeah. But that will do it all for our show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want to keep up with the news, you can go to FanCam_talkshow on Instagram. Or if you want to listen to this episode again or any other episodes, you can head over to FanCam on any podcast platform. But until then, we'll see you guys next week.